British band Prefab Sprout on 720 ABC Perth and Wildcard in the Pack. Around about this time most Saturdays we speak to Mr. John Flood about Perth Community Theatre. Floodies are not up just at the moment. I thought probably one of the things that we should acknowledge on Saturday Brekkie is the WA Academy of Performing Arts. You might have seen a little bit about NIDA in the Eastern States during the week. They had one of their old boys called Mel Gibson put in an appearance after giving them a bit of money. Well, the acting school that's even harder to get into in Australia is the West Australian Academy of Performing Arts here in Mount Lawley. And they've actually got a production coming up in the near future. A French play written in the 17th century, and the director's a man who's pretty prominent on our stages in Perth in the 1990s, now doing work at the Academy, Mr. Boris Radmilovich. Hello, Boris.
Hello, good morning.
Now, could you please explain the relevance of 17th century French theatre to 21st century Australian society? Well, I haven't said what the play is yet either.
Tartuffe is Molière's play, written and staged for the first time in 1664, and then subsequently banned, and then restaged in 67, banned, and then restaged in 69, when it was finally allowed to be presented to wider community.
Now, I mean, Molière is, I think, accepted now as being one of the classics of literature and the stage. But banning, I mean, what's in it that was worthy of a caning all those years ago?
I don't think that it will be easy today to see at all the reasoning behind banning it. At the time, that was quite close to a civil war lasting in France from 50 to 55. Before that, there were religious wars between Protestants and Catholics, which were between 1520 and 1620, almost for 100 years. So probably closeness to those events made a social architect a bit weary about the play. Far deals with individuals and individual vanities and hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's so close to such events, obviously it was drawing quite unpleasant conclusions at the time.
Okay. What are the themes that as a director you choose to pick up on in a production like this?
Generally because process of studying, as far as acting students are concerned, like all proper theatre productions, has the involvement of more than one stream of artists: stage designer, a costume designer, a light designer. So our focus was on exploring 17th century, but not stopping only on that, seeing also the relevance and continuity of which Molière is part. So we can see continuity from Aristotle's time till today. At the same time, we check the relevance, what that means to us today. So it wasn't our goal to make story less complex and more applicable today by changing given circumstances, bringing it in contemporary context, deciding that the polarities in family which are producing conflict are maybe One Nation and Green, and without direct associations with any of today's actors. But we are trying to find the common spirit with that time and this time through a series of workshops, rehearsals.
You're on 720 ABC Perth, it's 11 to 7. This is Mr. Boris Radmilovich, who's directing the West Australian Academy of Performing Arts production of Molière's Tartuffe, running from Tuesday the 7th of May through to the following Saturday. Boris, you referred a couple of times to this being a collaborative effort. Now, I guess when people say that, oh, you know, this is a director, they figure that you're the guy that stands there and just points the finger. And you've mentioned that, in fact, you're taking input from your actors, you're taking input from your set designers. Is this something that's maybe peculiar to the way actors and people in the stage community are trained these days? Because it didn't used to be the case, did it?
Depends. We are trying to help vocational education of the top artists in Australia. So if we are talking about that range, that was always the case. So, you know, you couldn't imagine any of the performances of Sir Laurence Olivier or Sir Gielgud, which wouldn't contain their input. There is a slight problem when theatre is observed as only repetition of something that happens in the centre, like London or Belgrade, or choose whichever centre you like. Based on the success of the performance which happened somewhere else, when you are trying to restage that in the province.
That's how
I perceive the difference.
Boris, this is done in rhyming couplets, isn't it?
Yes, that's one of the distinctions of the classical drama literature. It's rhymes.
I don't think there's going to be any kid tell you how to do rhyming couplets, aren't they? They're going to need a little bit of help from the director, aren't they?
Generally, we were exploring Aristotelian view. So his major demand was that rhythm shouldn't be overpowering. The goal is to hear intentions and objectives and actions which make art of acting rather than rhyme.
Boris, we can see how it turns out. That's from Tuesday the 7th of May through to the following Saturday at the Academy in Mount Lawley.
Yes.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Boris Radmilovic, who's the director of that production, and you can ring the Academy box office to book tickets for that, and they're about $10 or $11 and less than that if you've got a claim on some kind of concession. It's 8 minutes to seven. I'm going to talk to Mark Lane from Surfing WA and see if he's recovered from the Margaret River Masters.